about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The story is getting weirder and weirder. Breaking news. Family of the abductor DiMaggio, James DiMaggio, who had abducted Hannah Anderson and killed her brother and mother. Apparently the relatives of him want paternity tests because they want to know if he is the father of Hannah Anderson. This story gets weirder and weirder. Now, remember, DiMaggio was killed last week. He's 40 years old, killed last week by FBI agents when he abducted Hannah, had been accused of killing the mother and the brother, and he had abducted Hannah Anderson, took her to Idaho, and FBI had found him, luckily with tips, and he had been then apprehended and shot. I'm not sure what happened. Maybe you guys know the story more. I hadn't been following that story so much because of everything else that's been going on in the news. But today we're hearing that a long time, I guess some of their family is concerned that he has always been the father of the girl he abducted, and they want paternity testing. Now, DiMaggio was a longtime family friend. And he had been suspected of tying up Hannah's mother, the brother at the home in San Diego, and then setting it on fire with an incendiary device. Horrible, torturous death, and their bodies, unfortunately, were found in the burning house. Now, the children's father, Brett Anderson, lives in Tennessee. Now, DiMaggio had left a $112,000 life insurance policy in the care of Bernice Anderson, which is Hannah's grandmother, and my guessing, the mother of this supposedly real father. Apparently, Andrew Spanswick, who's a spokesman for the DiMaggio family, I guess said he expected the grandmother to take care of the two Anderson children with the money. All right, that's kind of weird. He said that he did not want it to go to their parents because they were having marital problems and he didn't trust them with the money on their own. Now, the family is not challenging the insurance policy, but they want paternity tests to see if DiMaggio is Hannah and Ethan's father. That's some crazy stuff. So I guess they're requesting DNA samples. All right. There are rumors, I guess, and I guess the parents didn't marry until 2002. And they think it's odd that DiMaggio would have left them so much money if they were just a family friend. Now, of course, the real father, Brent Anderson, is like, this is disgusting. And, you know, I mean, he must be just beside himself. This is some really weird, movie type stuff. But at one point, I guess the daughter thought that this family friend had a crush on her. See, we've heard that this was originally a family friend, like a best friend of the family, that would hang out all the time. And remember we talked about how you may have people that hang out with the family, and you may want to just one day look like you're busy on the phone and just kind of watch to see the behavior of these other people. You know, nobody wants to people watch, and nobody wants to look like they're kind of spying on everybody else. But when it comes to your kids, you may want to, and your wife or ex-wife, you may want to kind of, you know, take a peek. And I just kind of observe some of the stuff. But, I mean, you know, people have family friends. I mean, many of us have best friends. Okay, you know, Uncle Tony. I mean, we all have friends that are very, very close. There should be nothing wrong with that. But when you have somebody who is a close family friend that ends up abducting your teenage daughter and killing your kid and your wife, okay, something kooky is going on. I would be shocked if he was the real father, but I don't know. So anyway, breaking news. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a story we didn't have a chance to get to yesterday was the abdominal aortic aneurysms and how eating fruit could actually protect you from that. They say a heavy fruit diet could help decrease you having this ballooning of your aortic aneurysm. of your aorta down in the abdominal area. Now, these aortic aneurysms scare the hell out of us because people don't realize they have them until something ruptures and bursts. And what ends up happening is the wall weakens. You get, you know, it's kind of like stepping on a, it's kind of like when you step on your hose and the hose starts to balloon out, or when you see a snake eat a mouse, you see that ballooning. Yeah. So, and an abdominal aortic aneurysm kind of has something like that. We have a ballooning. Now, it could rupture, it could dissect. There's a few things it could do. But when it bursts, you have very little time to get to the hospital, and usually you could die. I am shocked with this new study, where researchers looked at 80,000 people between the ages of 46 and 84 from Sweden. They looked at 1,100 people that had abdominal aortic aneurysms, 222 of which ruptured, but they looked at the eating habits of these people. And they found that people who consumed an average of 2 servings of fruit per day were 25% likely to develop the aneurysm in the first place, but if they did have an aneurysm, they were 43% less likely to have the sucker burst, compared to those who ate less than fruit. Now, somebody could say, well, wait a second, maybe the antioxidants in the fruit, you know, could fight inflammation, as being talked about in Fox News, or is it because blood pressure, you know, blood pressure could cause aneurysms to burst? I don't know. But my next question is, if fruit can help aortic aneurysms in the abdomen, can it also help thoracic? Can it help little aneurysms in the brain? This could be cool stuff. I like fruit. Eating the vegetables is kind of tough, but if you want me to eat some fruit, that I could do. Now, this is one of these studies where many of us doctors don't change the way we treat patients based on this, because when you look at a whole bunch of people that had something happen to them, and then you decide to look at, well, what hair products did they use, or how much TV did they watch, or what did they eat, these retrospective analyses, they help. You know, but it's not like, okay, look, all you guys have aneurysms, we're going to put you on this diet and we're going to see which one of you burst. You see, that study would probably be a little bit more meaty. Not that any of us would want to subject the patient to that. We'd probably want to fix their aneurysms. So when you kind of go back and go, well, wow, looks like they did better, you know, if they ate fruit, that's kind of like, well, you know, but interesting stuff. And it doesn't hurt to eat fruit and vegetables. Play it safe. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin V, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOG-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a sperm bank is being sued by a bunch of men who claim they've lost the chance to be biological fathers after their sperm samples were destroyed. I guess a tank at Northwestern Memorial Hospital was supposed to keep them frozen, and I guess an attorney has filed the lawsuits against the hospital because this tank had failed. 40 lawsuits were filed in Cook County Circuit Court on behalf of the men who had illnesses or treatments that could eventually cause infertility. And they target the hospital, the Northwestern Medical Faculty Foundation, technicians who operated the tank, etc. They say the sperm that had been banked there was a one and only shot for most of them, or many of them who have a biological family of their own. I wish I knew more about freezing eggs and freezing sperm, and why can't we just, as a fail-safe, keep one of those freezers at home? You know, I gotta tell you, I would really like to know the art behind it. Because I know there's many places where you get to store cord blood or get to store teeth that have some stem cells. And I understand you gotta process them. I get that. Just like sperm. You gotta process it. But it would be nice if they could make the process easier where all you have to do is rip out the tooth and shove it in the freezer, right? Or do your sperm sample, however you provide a sperm sample. Throw it in the freezer. I mean, I understand there's a lot more to it, but gosh, I would just not want all my eggs in one basket, so to speak. You know, I would probably, but the thing is sometimes it costs money, you know, it costs some money. So of course, they say that in April 2012, the cryopreservation and storage procedure had failed, damaging the semen and the testicular tissue. They say Northwestern staff failed to adequately monitor and respond when they knew the system failed. Yeah, see, I would not run a sperm bank. I would not want to be responsible for people's sperm getting damaged. I mean, I can't tell you how many times we get power outages just in my neck of the woods. Okay, and I know you're supposed to have backup generators and all that, but I just don't trust power. I don't trust computers. I don't trust my staff to always have 100% perfect days. So I wouldn't want anything, any part of that. Anyway, they do deeply regret that the equipment malfunction occurred. Okay. They've already reached out to over 250 patients to let them know that there have been an issue. And since then, 100 patients have come back for further evaluation and consultation. I mean, what you would probably do is if you could give more sperm, I guess you'd do that. But if you had like, where this is so serious, I mean, it's serious in any case, but where it's really serious is you have somebody who's been diagnosed with testicular cancer. So they're about to get an orchiectomy, you know, where the testicle is removed. So you take some good tissue and you keep it. And you save it and you freeze it so that they could hopefully father kids later. I mean, this is, it's actually heartbreaking. It's not, it's not something that should be taken lightly. So, and they even say here, you're not supposed to store all your eggs in one basket. Apparently they say multiple vials were supposed to be stored, but all the vials were put into, I guess, the same tanks. All right. Oh, it's a shame. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this caught my eye. They say North Korea is suffering from a crystal meth epidemic. I want to talk more about this, but I want to. It's just a headline that's caught my eye, but I would like to get a little bit more confirmation before I go further with that. That's just something that just caught my eye. Another headline that caught my eye is they say, dog rescued after owner posts Craigslist ad threatening to shoot it by the end of the day. I guess somebody posted a Craigslist ad. Liz Pendleton of University City, Missouri. I guess, she's the one that saved the dog. She came across an ad saying dog needs gone or shot. The owner posted the ad on Craigslist threatening to shoot the dog if no one took it. Now, Liz Pendleton is a veterinary student. She clicked on the ad, found that the ad poster had no use for the dog, and if the dog wasn't gone by the end of the day, would be shot. I'm looking at this dog. It's a gorgeous, it looks like a, no, it's not a Doberman Pinscher. It's black, and it's, to me, it looks like between a cross between a lab and a Doberman Pinscher. So if you guys know dogs better than I do, which I'm assuring you do. Anyway, she can't provide a permanent home, but she picked up the dog. Now, I don't know what's happening to the other person. I mean, I think police were contacted, but we don't know if any charges were done. I mean, you know, people talk about all the time that they're going to shoot the dog. What was that on the Clumps or My Nutty Professor? Right, the dog was making noise, and the mom was like, take the garbage out, Cletus. And the dogs are barking again. Well, shoot the damn dog. I'm not shooting the damn dogs. You know, so we make jokes all the time about shooting dogs. And no. That's not allowed. But the fact that somebody would go through the trouble to post on Craigslist, doesn't it cost money now to post on Craigslist? It used to be free. But I think now it costs like $25 a pop. So for somebody to go through the expense and go through the time to let somebody know, I mean, I'm hoping they were just joking, saying I really don't want the dog, but still, that's nothing to joke about. So luckily, veterinary students, I love vets and veterinary students. I mean, if you ever want to, you know, group people into some of the coolest big-hearted people. I'd definitely put clergy up there. I would definitely put veterinary students and veterinarians. I would put doctors up there. I know many of you don't think they belong there, but yes, they do. Definitely doctors. I would put teachers up there, caretakers, nurses, and mommies, daddies. There's a lot of people, but the vets, I love. Dentists, they really put up with a lot. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess a babysitter has been charged with aggravated battery to a child because she broke the kid's legs during a rough diaper change. Briley Linhart is a 15-month-old girl who suffered a double spiral fracture back in July 22nd, and her legs are in casts now for at least 3 weeks. Now, I mean, diaper changes, I understand, could be very lengthy. I get that. But, I mean, I don't see why it has to be so rough where you have spiral fractures. And I gotta be honest, I don't think that the quote-unquote diaper change, I think this kid was beaten and thrown and shaken up and down. Spiral fractures a lot of times happen with a vertical blow to the legs, okay? And so... unless she was lying down and there was a blow in the same plane as the legs. If the legs were horizontal at that time, a blow in the horizontal plane. Now, I guess, mom had come home, noticed bruising on the baby's head, swelling in her left leg. Yeah, there we go. So this kid was beaten up pretty bad. I get so nervous when it comes to babysitters and people entrusting their children. It freaked us out with that nanny in New York. Upscale family. Nanny was supposed to bring the daughter to dance practice. Mom was going to meet them there because the other daughter was in dance. Kids never came. Mom comes home and see the kids dead in the bathtub. Scary stuff. I mean, you know, how do you entrust somebody with your kid? It's a shame. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And you can do background checks. You know, what blows my mind is when you look at these people that do crazy stuff, all right, and horrific things or shooting, you know, many of these people do not have a history. These are people that just all of a sudden just flip. You know, we were talking about the suicide risk test. There's a blood test to evaluate for suicide risk. We were talking about that and how, yeah, I can understand that there's biomarkers that may rise. I think it was called the SAT-1, if I remember correctly from yesterday, where, yeah, you could do a blood test and maybe you could see if biomarkers rise and whatever. But when somebody decides to just lose it, there may be no history, you know, prior. So you hiring a babysitter going, well, there's no history. How the hell do you know that they aren't going to flip out? You know, one of the reasons why people are so anti-drugs, okay, you know, I mean, I have many patients, they every now and then do pot. I understand if a person ends up doing heroin and, you know, we try our best to get them in with the addiction specialist to get them off. I mean, you know, we even though ourselves we don't treat drug abuse, we like to intervene and help, all right? But just because somebody does drugs doesn't mean they're a bad person. But the reason why there's so much discrimination against people that do drugs is because the behaviors are unpredictable. And when you have somebody that has unpredictable behavior, you do not want to mess around. And that's an example. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess there's a crystal meth epidemic in North Korea. And, many of us, we've been kind of watching the national news and the national security news, and I don't think a lot of us is really knowing, understanding what's going on with North Korea. I guess Dennis Rodman has hung out with them. Dennis Rodman says that Kim Jong, it's escaping me. I don't want to name his father. I'm sorry. I apologize. Kim Jong Il. That's June. All right. I apologize. Anyway, he's a cool guy. But I guess crystal meth is pretty rampant from what we're understanding. They call it ice or Bingdu, and it is displaced, I guess it has displaced opium as the country's drug of choice. Now, the shift has occurred, I guess, over the last decade because poppy fields have disappeared. So meth dealers, I guess, have come in, according to the New York Post, and filled the void. They say almost every adult in that area has experience using ice, and not just once, according to a study co-authored Professor Kim Suk Hein. He estimates that at least 40 to 50% are seriously addicted to crystal meth. Now, there's no obviously official stats because it's still an illegal drug, but I guess doing ice is supposedly something that's a lot more common than we think. So, crystal meth epidemic, huh? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Talking about being worried about unpredictable behavior. All right, now, use of psychedelic drugs, okay, are more and more being studied to be able to help people with depression or other mental illnesses. Now, researchers in Norway decided to look at 130,000 people. They didn't think LSD or magic mushrooms caused mental health problems, but they think that these drugs could cause less psychological problems. The reason why this study is so important is because this is the new wave of research. Let's look at what we think was taboo and bring it back into modern medicine. Okay, remember penicillium, fungus, right? Back in the 30s and 40s, they were like, wait a second, we could use this as an actual antibiotic. Okay, fungus had grown on the petri dish and they found that it killed bacteria. Ah, we have an antibiotic now. Same thing with Botox. Now we're using Botox for a variety of issues. So Botox you could use for voice issues, laryngeal issues, migraines, etc. Not to mention some of us need it in the face. I haven't started to use Botox yet, but I cannot wait for the day. So now researchers in Norway have found significant associations between these drugs and less psychological problems. Many people think using these drugs cause psychological problems. They're saying the opposite. Now, I do believe that people using crystal meth or speed or chronic stimulants can cause them to have a bipolar type of personality later. Maybe not true bipolar, but a sort of on edge, very, quick to be grumpy, a very impatient person where you have to kind of walk around eggshells around. So I notice people on chronic stimulants end up needing to be, having those types of behavior. So I do think that certain drugs or certain pills over time could cause issues. But they've been looking at LSD or psilocybin, mescaline, peyote, etc., with, in terms of people that have major anxiety disorders or psychosis or etc. And if they have difficulty being able to afford the medications, remember, our psychiatric profession is really hurting, okay? 56% of psychiatrists have said they're not going to be taking Medicaid, okay? And obviously that's a financial reason. Okay, and maybe they don't want to deal with the government. The psychiatric drugs are getting more and more expensive, and many insurance companies don't want to cover it, and many cities don't have enough psychiatrists. So when you have a field that is really scratching to try to stay alive, right, while we have such a huge demand, I mean, it makes no sense. We have such a huge demand for mental health professionals, but not enough people want to go into the field because of the time and the money, etc. I mean, you'd think it was easy. Pay these guys more. Financially incentivize people. But no, and also a biggie is if these psychiatrists are being held liable for people that do go rogue. Like, for example, we're watching really closely what's happening with the James Holmes case, and Dr., I believe her name is Lynn Fenton, the psychiatrist that had taken care of him prior to discharging him as a patient, and or he had left as a patient, and I don't know the logistics, and then a month or two later, he goes and shoots up the Aurora, Colorado theater. Okay, many psychiatrists don't want to be responsible, okay, for anything their patient does. Now, we take the Hippocratic Oath, so we already take on some responsibility. I'm already responsible for thousands upon thousands of patients, right, whether they have melanoma or high blood pressure or diabetes, etc., you know. But it's not a very attractive field for people who don't have the time or money to go through that type of training than a lifetime of worry. So it's going to be very interesting to see if psychiatrists are going to continue to get sued for something that their patient does. Now, other non-psychiatrists are going, well, that's their job. Their job is to control them. No. You can only do so much. You can write a prescription. You can't force a person to take it. Okay? And I'm seeing more and more doctors say, look, if you're not following my regimen, you're out of here. And so I have people that come to me saying, my doctor won't give me their medicine anymore. I'm like, why not? Well, because I forgot to take a pill. Well, of course, there's liability. I mean, it's some scary stuff. Okay? It's not all about the lawsuits, but it's a big part of it. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in this one particular study, they found that patients who used LSD in the last 12 months were associated with lower rates of distress, while those who used the drug long-term had a lower rate of treatment for mental health issues. Now, this is one of the arguments people have been having with marijuana. Many marijuana users don't need anti-anxiety medications. And even though marijuana causes depression, you have many people whose, I guess, certain strains of marijuana pick them up. So illegal drugs versus legal drugs versus making illegal drugs illegal versus herbs out there, you're going to see this huge blending as we try to figure out how to incorporate non-pharmaceuticals into our medical treatment. And I would not be surprised if whatever remaining psychiatric hospitals are open and out there, they will allow wards to smoke marijuana. I'm not going to be surprised. If it helps people sleep, if it helps people relax, or taking less medication and it's cheap, you know, mark my words, marijuana will be legalized, right, throughout the country. And it's going to be eventually with Obamacare intertwined with regular health care. 10 years from now, there's going to be regimens for blood pressure, diabetes, etc., and marijuana is going to be part of that regimen because they're going to find that many marijuana users don't have diabetes, many marijuana users don't have high blood pressure. And I'm not saying I agree with that, but I'm saying, mark my words, marijuana is going to be a mainstay treatment by the year 2020s, in the 2020s. It's going to be a very, and then people are going to be like, 2020, cool. Like the TV show, dude, 2020. I can see that because I got 2020 vision, dude. That's what it's going to be like. And, I mean, some doctors are going with it. They're like, this is ridiculous. I can't get people to take their medications. We were talking about in the first hour how a study had come out at a Kaiser saying if you don't charge people copays and let them see the medical assistant, not the full-on RN or LPN, but a medical assistant. And I love medical assistants. They do phenomenal. But they're not doctors, okay? If you let them see the medical assistant and not charge them a copay, you're going to have more compliance and you're going to increase their blood pressure control. Now, they got a point. If somebody doesn't have to pay every time they go in to the medical clinic, yeah, maybe they'll be more compliant. Coming in for a free blood pressure check, that's great. Okay, I don't know how long we could do that for. Okay, medical assistants are expensive. They're getting more and more expensive. But they figured out if they could get the least expensive healthcare provider to take a look at you, all right, they're able to lower blood pressure. Well, just wait until somebody figures out smoking pot lowers blood pressure too. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cell's ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. I really, truly appreciate it. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, we have a Dr. Dahlia app both for iPhone and Android. So please download it. You can listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show whenever you want. Also, you can go to our website at drdahlia.com and hit On Demand. Also, gcnlive.com. Great way to listen to my show, get podcast archives. We have awesome shows. So many other shows that GCN Live also airs and broadcasts. Alex Jones, Free Talk Live, Jason Lewis, a whole variety of phenomenal shows. So make sure you check that out. Radio is definitely the wave of the future. Definitely. All right. Skin cancer, 70% of wave of the future. It's always been the wave of the past, too. Skin cancer, 70% more deadly in men than women. But, you know, they've noticed that even though women will get certain skin cancers maybe more often, it's deadlier in men. 70% more likely to die from malignant melanoma. Women have a better chance of surviving. This is according to some cancer research out of Europe, showing 3.4 men per 100,000 die from malignant melanoma compared to 2 per 100,000 women. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, they're talking about a 1.4 man. It is significant. Okay? Thousands of people develop the melanoma, but there may be something in the woman's genetic makeup that allows her to withstand or fight it better. Now, some people think, this isn't, to me, a new study. This may be a recent census or survey, etc. But we talked about this on the show a few years ago, where men walk around with their shirts off a lot of times. I know many of you wish women did that more, okay, but we don't. And, yeah, some of us will have backless blouses or tops or whatever, but we're not as shirtless as men are. So we have less back exposure, okay, than some may think. Now, for some women that lay out a lot, absolutely, they could get melanoma on their back, and, you know, we have to watch. But women, on the front of their bodies, they look a lot, okay? They look at our bodies. I mean, how many men have taken a mirror and looked down in their perineal area just to check for stuff? No, but women do. Okay, women are always checking themselves. Why? Well, because they have a date and they need to shave and they want to make sure they got everything. Or they're about to go to the gynecologist. So they, you know, I mean, there's a variety. We think that people are looking at areas more than, I guess, the men. So we're going to look for things more. And when we notice a little lump or a little bump, we tend to jump all over it more than men. Now, mind you, I don't want to stereotype. I have many male patients, and when they feel a lump or bump, they want to get it addressed. But, you know, they aren't as worried. Like, for example, many women, before they go out, they will take a mirror and look to see how their hair looks, look to see how their shoulder looks, etc. Some of us will look at our backs to see if our backs, so, you know, we like to just look and see our backside in the mirror. I mean, I don't do it because I don't have the type of mirror that, you know, I don't really want to full-length look and whatever. But men don't do that. Men don't a lot of time check the backs of their hair. So there's a lot of things that could get missed. So I think a part of this is maybe men, by the time something is found, could be possibly farther along. There was an attorney who did workman's comp cases here in town, and he had died of malignant melanoma on the scalp. That makes you wonder why the hell the barber didn't notice it. But it forces me to remind any of you that are hairstylists or barbers, etc., you may be the only person to save that person's life. If that person doesn't go to the doctor regularly, and you're sitting there cutting the person's hair, and you see an abnormal mole, tell the person to get that checked out. You're not going to be sued or have liability. I don't think people really sue their hairdressers. The doctors get sued all the time, but not their hairdressers or their barber. But if there's something there that you see, you know, even me, I need to go for my skin cancer screens. I need to go and see the dermatologist, but I haven't. So the only person that really looks on the back of my head, it's not my gynecologist. She's looking at a complete other part of the body. It's my hairdresser. And I always say, if you see a mole, tell me, for the love of the Lord. And I'm always kind of palpating and checking. So it's scary stuff. Now, where do melanomas usually hit? They usually hit sun-exposed areas, okay? But many times you could have a melanoma where DNA was damaged years ago. Or we think you could actually have a cell that may go rogue. You know, you had some sun exposure, but it decides to go somewhere else. I mean, you know, it's frustrating. It's scary. And I just heard that a friend of ours has stage 4 cancer from melanoma throughout her body. Pretty scary stuff. So, Godspeed. Make sure you guys get yourself checked. We talked about the ABCDEs. We always talk about that on the show for moles. A is asymmetry. If it doesn't look equal on both sides, asymmetrical could be a sign of melanoma. Chaotic cells. B, if the border is a little kooky, not nice and smooth. C, color. If there's multiple colors, that looks like some chaos with the melanocytes, could be cancer. D, diameter in ABCDE. Diameter in terms of if it's greater than a pencil eraser, could be a melanoma. E is elevation, if the mole starts to elevate. And F is, I guess, if something grew fast. That could be a melanoma, too. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a few days ago we were talking about, or yesterday, I think we were talking about copper possibly being at the core of Alzheimer's disease. A new study out of UCLA is now saying iron accumulation could be the cause of Alzheimer's disease. Okay? Now, we believe that Alzheimer's is caused by two different proteins, tau protein and beta amyloid. As we age, these proteins deposit, they disrupt signaling between the neurons, or they just kill the neurons. Well, according to Dr. George Bart Zokas, professor of psychiatry at the Semmel Institute for Neuroscience and Human Behavior at UCLA, better known as and senior author of the study, and his colleagues looked at two areas of the brains of patients with Alzheimer's. They looked at the hippocampus, which is usually damaged early in Alzheimer's, as well as the thalamus that isn't as affected. And they found that there was increased iron in the hippocampus, but not the thalamus. Now, somebody could say, well, Dolly, if you're going to have a buildup of protein, you're probably also going to have a buildup of iron. Could be. Could be. You know, myelin, these are produced by cells called oligodendrocytes. This is being reported by BioScienceTechnology.com. Pretty cool read. And the cells along with myelin have lots of iron, okay? And they probably have the most iron of any cells in the brain. So somebody could say, well, wait a second, you know, maybe you have, because of the damage, you have extra buildup of this, and that's why you see more iron. All I know is metals over time may not be the best thing for you. And so when I see people overdo vitamins or overdo metals like iron, etc., oh, I'm taking this vitamin because I'm getting extra copper. Well, how do you know you need extra copper? And by the way, let me just say out there, I really feel sorry for you guys. Because you get inundated with so many conflicting studies. Somebody sells a product. They want to sell a product, so they get some nutritionist or doctor or dentist or whatever to endorse the product. Sometimes it's a real good product that gets endorsed. Sometimes we don't know what the hell it does. So they say, look, you get this, you get this, you get this in there. There's a doctor that says, yes, you need that because it's important for cell health. So now you think you have to have that. And you start taking the supplement. And then you guys go to your regular doctor and they're like, I don't know what the hell this is. Really? I mean, we know what copper overload does, but we really don't see a copper deficiency. You know, and you guys are confused. And we doctors are confused. Nobody knows. And I tell you why. I mean, you know why. Nobody studies this unless they're going to make money off a drug. So you're not seeing these fancy schmancy studies that the pharmaceutical companies do, like Merck and Pfizer, because they're the ones that have millions of dollars to do it, and then they could patent their drug. They could sell the drug until it later becomes generic, and then they start to lose money on the drug. But many of these supplements out there pushing iron and copper and this and that, and you don't know what the hell to take. Iron deficiency, yes, we'll tell you to take iron. But if you're not iron deficient, I may not tell you to take it. Guys, come back. Another hour coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.